Okay, Chandler.
Okay.
And your horoscope says, on the 5th, a special someone is going to give you a gift.
Oh, well, thank you in advance.
but the 12th brings a lover's spat. You're going to make a joke about my special present. Why would you do that? Oh, wait, and on the 19th, a secret crush announces itself.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God, it's Joey Tribbiani and Mac and Cheese.
Oh, that's right. It's your first day. So you psyched to fight fake crime with your robot sidekick?
Am I psyched? To lead my own TV series? I've dreamed about this for years. Why have I not been preparing?
No, Joey, you're going to be great.
But I got to act with the robot, Fees, and I don't know anything about technology. I can't even use Chandler's computer to find porn. and that's only because it's right there when you turn it on.
I think our lover's spat will start a little early this month.
I'll be waiting.
Them by their covers, because you're really not supposed to do that.
No, I'm just deciding which one to use. I'm going to start writing another book. Because the last one was such a big seller? Well, if you must know, I have written 14 books. And as I'm the only one who has read them, I can tell you that they have all been very well received.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what are you guys doing later?
Oh, Rachel and I have appointments to get our haircuts. I want to see what he wants for.
I just found out Elizabeth's dad wants to meet me.
Wait a minute, hold the phone. You're not Elizabeth's dad?
Well, come on, guys. I really want this guy to like me. It would really help me out if you guys could be here to kind of make me look good.
Oh, of course.
Be here? Thanks.
We know how tough those parent-teacher conferences can be.
Here's your office set.
Mac Machiavelli, private investigator.
Just gotta get you the order for fitting.
Okay.
Hey, when do I get to meet the robot?
I'm sorry, why don't we do that right now? It's right here.
Okay.
Joey Tribbiani.
Oh, this is... Wow. He's so lifelike. Unbelievable.
This is Wayne, the man who created and operates cheese.
How do you do?
Let you two guys get acquainted, huh?
Okay.
Sorry about that.
So where's cheese?
Cheese is right here.
Nice to meet you, man.
This is like the temporary robot, right?
No. Why?
Well, I just thought it was going to be like a really cool robot, you know? Like the Terminator, or when I first saw you.
I spent 2 years developing this machine. It's absolutely state-of-the-art.
I'm sorry. I thought it doesn't really look like it can do anything.
It can do this.
This is my father, Paul Stevens.
Dad,
this is Ross Geller.
It's great to meet you, Paul.
He'd prefer Liz's boyfriend to address me as Mr. Stevens.
Of course, Mr. Stevens.
Yeah. So, Ross, what's your problem?
Excuse me?
Why can't you get a girlfriend your own age?
It's funny. It's not funny.
I don't like going out with my daughter, Ross.
Okay. I can see that. But I think if you give me one chance, I can change your mind.
Okay.
What?
Okay. I'll give you one chance to change my mind. You got 1 minute.
Daddy.
Fine. 2 minutes. Go. Yeah. Been 50 seconds.
I want you to know I've never done anything like this before. I mean, I've been in relationships in general, but I've never done it with a student. I mean, we haven't done it. We've done stuff, but okay, a joke, like the mood. Two guys go to a bar. One of them's Irish.
I'm Irish.
And the Irish guy wins the joke.
Oh, how crazy did we run into you?
Thank you. Mr. Stevens, I'd like you to meet my friends. This is Phoebe, Monica, and Chandler.
So you're Elizabeth's father, huh?
Yes.
You can see now where she gets her rugged handsomeness. Is there a Mrs. Stevens?
There's a Mr. Bing. No, unfortunately, Lizzie's mom passed away shortly after she was born. Raised her by myself.
Oh.
I get that a lot.
Okay, why don't we all take a seat, you know? And I'll get us all some coffee. Yeah, why don't you... and you guys can talk about whatever you want, you know, whatever pops into your head.
It is so strange seeing Ross here this time of day, because usually, well, he's at the children's hospital.
Yeah. Not looking for dates.
So, Monica is Ross's sister. He's a great brother.
I had a sister.
Oh.
She passed away.
Oh.
Oh, you have to do that every time.
But Ross is a great guy. I was roommates with him in college. Funny story. Your roommate in college, guy, didn't...
A part of him did, yes.
Okay, here we are, Paul, Elizabeth. So I hope you guys were finding something to talk about.
Yes.
Sorry I'm late, but I am ready to talk you up. What is with your father, David?
I'm already here.
Oh, Ross is so great.
Hey, honey, you got the kind with the little girl. You said we were going to get the kind with the baby.
No, you said the baby creeps you out.
No, the little girl creeps me out.
You said the baby.
Why would the baby creep me out?
Why would the little girl creep you out? Guys, I'm sorry. Can you please talk a little slower?
This is going in your book?
Yeah, it's about relationships. You know, the traps, the pitfalls, what not to do. Keep going. This stuff's great. Excuse me. And how none of it matters when the people really love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And how people will believe anything you tell them as long as it's a compliment. Oh, hi.
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 I got a parkage here somewhere.
Oh, what did I look for? Oh, big hurt. I didn't know.
No.
Hi.
They are right here.
Oh, good.
Thanks for help.
Yeah, wait, oh, sorry, Mr. Paul. Mr. Paul.
Just call me Paul.
Paul. Just wanted you to know that, you know, Ross really is a great guy.
Well, maybe you could date him, then. That would save me the trouble of killing him. Are you okay?
You just got to look old enough to have a 20-year-old daughter.
Well, we were very young when we had her.
Oh, we?
And, yeah, it usually takes two people to...
No, yeah. I know that. Just what I meant, you know, are you still a we, or are you just you?
I'm just me. My wife died shortly after Lizzie was born.
Oh, so you raised her all on your own?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Hey.
How was your first lady?
Pretty good. Except I did get a little attitude from the robot.
And those robots, they're supposed to be our faithful servants.
Anyway, it wasn't the robot, it's the guy who controls them. Yeah, he doesn't like me. He had cheese knock over the sandwich table right when I was reaching for one. Oh.
So why don't you just get him fired?
I may have to. I hate to do it, but I'm his father. You know? There's a limit to how many sandwiches I can eat off the floor. Excuse me. Joe Tribbiani.
I'm glad I found you. I got an audition for you.
Wow.
The thing is, it's called... mind on the QT.
The actor who has the part doesn't know he might be fired.
It's the lead in the series.
Mac and Cheese.
I'm the lead in Mac and Cheese.
Uh-oh.
Joey?
Hi, Ross.
I was just getting him to like you.
Okay, I'll just wait for him in here.
Ross, it's okay. You can come out.
Yeah, Ross, it's okay. It's me, Mr. Stevens.
Oh, I didn't see you.
Sure you did. You came in, you got all awkward, you ran to the bedroom, you were shouting, Joey, Joey.
Well, you know, he's lost his keys, so he was looking for them.
In your mouth?
No. Downstairs, and we got to talking, you know, for like 2 hours, and I really liked him, so I invited him up here for a cup of coffee.
You were at the coffee house.
Ross, what's the big deal? So I kissed the guy.
He is my girlfriend's father, okay? It's weird.
What? You dated my sister?
That was different.
What? Why?
This is weird for me.
Look, this is good for you, okay? Let's face it. So far, the guy's not loving you. But I can turn it around. I got the inside track. We can all go out to dinner, you know, and I can talk you up. Plus, the guy is a very, very successful lawyer.
How is that important?
Oh, it's important.
Well, apparently, there's like a million guys out there that can play Mac, and there's only this one robot, and this one guy who controls it. I didn't know he could get me fired. What am I going to do?
Well, you know, Joey, you're a pretty charming guy.
Thanks, but I kind of have a problem to deal with him.
No, see, you've got to win over the guy who controls Keith. You've got to go back there and kiss some serious robot ass.
That's not a bad idea. Okay, but if I get to turn on the charm tomorrow, I'm not wasting any more of it over here with you guys. Well, actually, I got a little bit saved for you, Steve.
So do you think Joey's more charming than me?
Yeah, that's why I'm sleeping with him on the side.
Yeah, you wish.
You wish. He's not writing about us. I'm not writing about you. I'm writing about other people.
Who?
Marcia and Chester. Okay, fine. So you know what? I will just write about Phyllis. Phyllis is sitting in the chair.
Ooh.
I see what you're doing. Phyllis sees what I'm doing.
Ooh.
Ooh, I have tasted my own medicine and it is bitter.
Morning, hey. How's my favorite genius and his little robot buddy?
Don't touch him.
Okay. All right, Wayne, look, level with me. Okay, I keep hearing all these rumors that I might get fired. Okay, they even have actors coming in to read from my part. Come on, man, you got to give me a second chance. I love this guy. Okay, that's why you didn't want me to touch him. Right, there you go. Okay. I can't believe it. God.
Hey, how you doing?
So it seemed that my prom date had stood me up, so Ross selflessly offered to take me.
What a nice story.
Well, so Ross was in college and decided to jump at the chance to take a young girl to her high school prom.
Wow. I definitely did not see that one back then. Bathroom.
Yeah, take your time. You know, just so you know, I was a freshman and she was a senior, so wasn't it as bad as...
Look, I know I've been giving you a lot of jabs, and it's partly because I'm very protective of Lizzie, and partly because, well, you just keep coming to me. But I have to admit that after all the wonderful things Lizzie has told me and the many, many, many stories that Rachel has told me, that, well, you're not all bad. Not all bad. And you know, I'm sorry I was so harsh before, but you have to understand, I still look at Lizzie like she's a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, you know what? I know what you mean. I do that too.
I beg your pardon?
No, I'm not. I don't mean I think of her as a 12-year-old girl. I mean, I have a son who's 6, and I still think of him as a baby.
Your son?
Yeah, well, my ex-wife and I share custody of Ben, and just so you know, Carol and I are on excellent terms, as I'm sure you are with your wife. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. I just didn't realize you were married.
Oh, we were, but that was just a... I mean, that was just a big, drunken...
You're back!
You two were married?
Oh, whoops, I'm sorry, you were talking about Emily. We said we would meet at the coffee house at 10.
We said 7.
We said 6.
The only way that I said 6 would be if I said the sentence, let's meet at 7. Not at 6.
Yeah, if I had said 7, maybe I would have said something like this. Wow, my boyfriend is such a wise ass. 7. Hi.
Oh, my goodness.
I know what time you said.
What?
Well, actually, I know what time Chester and Marcia said. What time? What an interesting turn of events. Suddenly it's my book for the rescue, huh? Oh, very interesting. Yeah, well, this certainly clears things up.
What did you say?
I will tell you as soon as you thank me for writing my book.
Thank you for writing your book. It's a great book, and you are the queen of everything.
Thanks. So are you.
I told you I should not wear this coat.
Marcia and Chester are planning on seeing a movie Sunday night. Marcia thinks they're supposed to meet at 6. Chester thinks it's at 7.
So you knew we were going to miss the movie?
That's right. Instead of telling us, you decided to write it in your stupid book. Marcia and Chester are mad at Phyllis.
I'm going to lose this job.
I'm so sorry, man. Is there anything I can do?
Yeah. Help me get this mini fridge past the security guard.
Hey, Joey, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk to you, Wayne. I hate you. You ruined my life. Oh, Chandler, Wayne.
Hi. All right.
Joey, I'll get you your job back if you help me out.
Why should I help you out?
The reason he just said.
What do you mean?
I saw you on stage talking to that beautiful woman, you know, Sarah. I wish I could talk to her.
What, are you in love with her or something?
Yeah, her, all of them, anyone.
Yeah, been there, my friend.
Listen, I guarantee you keep your job if you can teach me how to talk to women like you do.
Oh, well, Wayne. It's not really something you can teach, you know. It's pretty much something you're born with. If you can teach it, I'd show you right off.
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, Ross did learn something from each marriage.
How to make the next one even shorter.
Now, wait a minute. That's not fair. I mean, he was married to me a hell of a lot longer than he was married to Emily. He just didn't tell me. Maybe they have to see again.
Well, this is fun. Hello, Ross. Did you kill any of these wives?
I've had enough of this. You know, I care a great deal about your daughter, and I treated her with nothing but respect. So if you've got a problem with me, frankly,
are you yelling at me?
God, no.
You know what, Daddy? If you don't like Ross, that's fine. It doesn't matter to me. I'm going to go out with him anyway.
Really?
Well, it doesn't matter to her. It doesn't matter to me.
Still not knowing.
What can I say? Doesn't make me like you any better.
That's okay. I'm not so crazy about myself right now either.
And we agree.
Yeah, I guess so.
Neither of us like Ross.
Oh, kids.
Wait. I just thought of another story about how nice Ross is.
Oh, that's okay, Rach. We're not liking Ross right now.
Oh, I got one of those too.
Well, turns out you were right, Chief.
The shipment never made it to Omaha.
You got it. And the rabbi's beard? 100% horsehair. Nice gas, Keith.
It's your line, Keith.